Hello?
Carl Sanders on 90.
Talked President Truman. He said he'd be there.
Great.
I told him you'd get in touch with him and direct.
Well, now, if we call him direct, is he in Missouri?
He's in Missouri, Independent Missouri. And I told him Governor Carl Sanders is his kind of folks. And he'd take a drink with him, and he'd give him a good time, and he'd have him a hell of a big crowd. And if he didn't go, I was going to have to substitute. And he said, well, by God, I just don't want you substituting for me. I'll just go myself. I said, all right.
Call him right now.
So call him and he'll be a good...
Real wonderful reaction to your visit down here. And we're going to have lots of folks meet you out at the airplane, so we'll tie that in, of course, Thursday night when you come in.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have a lot of folks out there. We hope we can start 40,000 people.
Oh, there. You can't do anything like that. But I'll tell you, that night I came into Atlanta, I didn't think anybody'd meet me in 60, and they kept me going that campaign when Betty came up on that outfit, old Herman's like a buck deer following her.
Well,
he didn't want to come much, you know. But
surprised, I think, the number of people we'll stir up. Now, let me ask you one thing. I talked to Doug Bernard earlier today. You're going to get in about 8:40 or 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And you go into the hotel, and of course they've got that all rigged up. Would you like, let me say that evening in the hotel, after you get there, to arrange to have maybe 6-8 people like Mr. Bob Woodruff.
Yeah, that's good.
Like Jimmy Carmichael.
Yeah, that's good.
Like this fellow D.C. Brooks, a cotton producer.
Yeah, let's get our old friend from our television man, too, our state chairman, J.B.
Yeah. And have a little dinner.
He can't shoot deer, but yeah, that's all right. That'd be good.
Have a few of them in the hotel, and Herman's coming with
that's
you.
That's good. I don't know who's coming. I just told him to invite them all.
Well, Herman, I've already read where he said he's coming. I think he's going to try to come and all. But what I thought we'd do is set it up in the hotel there and just have a few of your friends there. Now, I didn't want to do it if you're going to be tired of brief or something like that.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
Well, when you tell those folks, I'll tell Doug Bernard, and I'll call Mr. Woodruff and them there.
Yeah.
And anybody else you can think of?
No. I tell you, there's a nice boy there that runs Seven Up, and it's a friend of mine named Wallace. He was a football player at Dick Wallace at
runs a Seven Up.
Seven Up and Dr. Pepper in Atlanta. He's got a big outfit, hell of a big investment. Yes, sir. And invite him. He's a nice, young, clean fella, about your age. And he was an All-American quarterback.
All right, I'm going to invite Mayor Ivan Allen too.
That's good. That's good.
Fine Democrat, but we won't have over 8 or 10 people, and we'll have it right there in the hotel.
That's good.
That suits you.
That's good.
That's
yeah, I don't care. I don't care. I just shouldn't go any place. It's close.
Well, I tell you this, Mills Lane has got a lovely place right on top of the Commerce Club, which is about a block from there.
Would we get a lot of publicity with it though? I imagine it'd be better in the hotel. Or
use it for everything. I tell you, we could.
You just be your own judge. Just figure out. We're running for office, and we want to get all the votes we can. And you just figure out what's calculated to do the best, and we'll do it.
All right. But I'll set it up and tell these folks if you get in around 8:40, I'll tell these folks.
I thought that was earlier, though. They told me 9:30. They tell you 8:40?
Well, they told me you told me 9:30, but they told me Doug Bernard's been checking. He says 8:40.
They told me 9:30 this morning, and I'll tell you, it's a hell of a long day. It's 5 states.
Well, I know it is, and I don't want these folks to bother you, but I thought maybe if we could plan to congregate them about 9:30, you got to eat when you get out of here. Well, you don't plan to eat until you get out here, and we'll spend 30, 40 minutes to go home.
All right. Okay.
But everybody else is all lined up, and we're lined up for Friday morning. The legislature is just jubilant about it. And I wanted to ask you one other thing. Are you going to fly in helicopters up to North Georgia?
I don't know. I have to ask him. Bill Moyer's handling it. I don't know. I'll fly whatever.
Well,
whatever.
We're going to have you a big crowd up in Gainesville, and we'll have you a lot of folks when you get out here.
So that's good.
We'll be looking forward to it. I'll call this boy Dick Wallace, and I'll also call Mr. Truman out there and tell him that We're going to expect him, and I'll see if I can't set the date.
Tell him now to have the date that he wants, because you can't afford a cancellation.
No, that's right.
Tell him that to begin with.
I'm gonna tell him he can select the date, and if he'll just give us the date, then we can't afford a cancellation.
That's right. That's
I'll
right.
Do that.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Practice up on your shooting now.
Don't you worry. Yeah.
Tell old JB hello.
I will. JB's Bye. Sitting right down here. Huh? JB's not. He's not here now, but. You know,
well, you tell him how those deers just keep coming by me and saying, when's Fuquay coming back?
I'll tell him.
When's Fuquay coming back? We won't know.
You're doing great. Just don't work too hard.
I won't.
I'll see you on Thursday night.
Right.
Thank you.